Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
No more than two, because then I got to go to work. And that's what we do here at Redneck and I's. This is what we talk about, trucking, all things trucking and then some. And we're just kind of just getting on here, trying to get everybody attention and create an atmosphere where truck drivers can talk to each other and get information out to each other and figure out what's going on out there. And you can call in here. We're at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. We're all on Facebook Live too. You can see us on there. Everybody can see Facebook Live. There it is. And in fact, it's going to hit us out there. It goes boom. That way I can see comments on there. I got to fix the screen on myself here. And call in, you know, could be part of the conversation. That's us right here. And we're going to be here, like I said, for the next hour at least, talking about all things trucking and then some. We appreciate everybody listening along and following along. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. And participate with that. And you know, this is kind of new to us. We're trying to get things going. You know, how I'm a truck driver. You think, what do I know about computers? I'm so, you know, a lot of these guys think, you know, well, I guess I correct myself. I'm a truck driver. I know everything about everything. What are you talking about? Don't tell me that I can't do nothing. But anyway, what's going to be? We're going to be talking about just what I saw in the news is just freight. They say freight slowing down. Well, I'm busy. I don't know about you. And most of us here at Redneck and I's, we're busy. And the reason why, and we still do Redneck and I's, so don't even say that, you know, right? But yeah, just let us know if you're busy, where you at? And if it's busy or not busy, let me know. Like I said, 515-602-9731 is the number you can call in. We're here live every weekdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget also, too, tomorrow, Wednesdays, every Wednesday, is Women of Redneck and I's. And that's the same phone number. And like I said, we're just going to start doing this all the time now. We're going to try to get out here as much as we can and everything. So just keep doing that, and that's how we do things. So so let's keep rocking in here. We're going to keep rolling along and try to keep things interesting. You know, we're just truck drivers. Like I said, we weren't born to do this, so we'll see what happens. But let's just keep rocking and rolling. This is Redneck and I's Radio. This is it with Redneck and I's Radio. We're just driving along here. This is on Tuesday. What was it? April 26th. Yeah, that's it. April 26th. You know, when you sleep and then you wake up, he's like, hey, what day is it? And you got to remind yourself. And good thing there's calendars everywhere. I tell you what, truck drivers, that's what we do. We have calendars. I don't know about you, but I've got a calendar hanging in the sleeper. I got a calendar hanging on the dash, calendar on my phone, a calendar in my logbook. They're everywhere, making sure I know what day it is. Sometimes they get so, you're out there on the road, they get so, they blended together, you don't even know what like if it's Monday, Tuesday, you don't even know. And you have to remind yourself sometimes, like, oh, crap, it's Friday, it's football season, it might be, you know, traffic, or it's Sunday, and it's football season, there's going to be traffic. You know, it's summertime, and it's a weekday, might not be as bad as a Saturday, but it's going to be traffic, you know, that kind of thing. Or know that, hey, you know what, I'm going to South Texas on the summertime, it's going to be traffic. We have to keep reminding ourselves of that because we don't know. But anyway, you can give us a holler here. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here Sunday, or Sundays, but it's weekdays. We're going to do a thing. We're going to be every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And you can call in at 515-602-9731. And we're going to be talking about all things trucking and then some. And this is a new thing we're doing here. And we're going to get as much time as we can, and we see as much, get as much conversation as we go on. So that's what we're doing. One of the great things that I wanted to talk about is one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. And truth be told, as soon as we get her to click on here, and I'll bring it on here, and this is one of our guys here, which is one of our people, Holly, is with LTR Transportation. And I don't know if she could see it on there that she's there. She is. All right, good deal.
Hi.
So how you been doing?
Okay. Bear with me because I'm going through the Ozarks and I'm breaking up.
Yep, there you go.
I can't hear you.
Tell me about LTR. That's what I want to know.
Oh.
Can you hear me say that I was talking about one of our great sponsors is LTR Transportation, and you just happen to be in the truck that has LTR written all over it.
It does.
Yeah?
Yes, it does.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. They go ahead.
Oh, I'm headed east, moving some freight.
Yeah. So what did they? Every time I talk about it, I talk about it where people are talking about freight slowing down and not getting busy enough. But when I go on their website, I see a bunch of stuff where they've got a lot of things to do. They do a lot of different things where they do temperature control, hazmat, and then they do all the different stuff like with different companies and different customers. I mean, you're busy.
We are swamped.
There
we do cross-docking. We do LTL. We do local. You know, we pick up all our stuff, range it in the trailers, and send it out. All 48. And
awesome.
Then we have some power only. We have a couple of trucks that are power only that we've started moving. A lot of those go to Canada for us.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're an east to west coast, north to south border.
Well, there you go. Yeah, because
we run everything. We'll run any freight that's legal. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, because see, what I was when I mentioned to people all the time on what I do,
you get lots of miles and.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you got it.
Good company.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was telling people is that if you're looking for a place to keep you
busy,
if you're sitting there doing nothing and twiddling your thumbs, wishing you had freight to haul because the company you work for doesn't have freight, that's where it's
LTR. I run close to 4,000 miles a week.
Oh, see, there you go. Boom. Boom. Drop. Mic drop on that. I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's what.
I mean, I'm busy enough to run 4,000 miles a week, 38 to 4,000 miles a week every week. So we're busy. I lose you.
No, you did. You didn't. I was letting you talk. That's awesome.
I'm trying to pay attention to traffic, too.
Yeah. Well, that's why you just got to hey.
You're getting it true live.
There you go.
Live.
True live truck driving right there, everybody. So, yeah. Good
trying
deal.
To get to my parking spot. You know, the time the clock is ticking.
That's it, too. Yeah, we were.
You know, oh shit, yeah, it's ticking rapidly.
Right. So I was talking yesterday. You were one of the ones telling me get on TikTok. A lot of trucks are on TikTok. I know people on TikTok, and they're all over there. We got to get do that. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about all that. Well, I went on TikTok and I checked out a couple of people. There's like these followers, these people that have tons of followers on TikTok. This one guy was talking about how. You know, when he gets tired and there's no place to park, he just kind of has to, you know, he has to. There's no way to do it. He has to park on the side of the road. He just pulls off to the shoulder. And I'm like, what the hell? Why would anybody advertise that?
That they're doing it. It's not easy. You run late, depending on where you are. It's all about location. It's hard to get a spot sometimes after 4 or 5, and then there's some spots that it might be 7 or 8, but you got to know where you're going. There's a couple of places I have on my regular routes that I know if all the parking spots are full in the truck stops or rest areas, what ramps I can park on without being ticketed or
right.
Woke
yep.
up.
I agree yeah. with that, because a lot of places
you know,
in
I have to have
illegal.
That's like
right.
my plan C.
Yep.
But you got to know where those places are, or you get towed or.
Well,
you know,
what we were,
I mean, I'm just being real.
No. Well, yeah, you're right about it. You got to know where those places are. And what
yeah.
is it? To me, I just think that people just aren't looking. I mean, if you're giving up so quickly that you got to park on the side of the highway, you're not, I don't know. To me, it's not, you're
well,
not looking hard
see,
enough.
It depends. Now, like, okay, so I go to Nashville and I have a delivery in the morning. I get as far as the Kentucky-Tennessee line. Well, there's only a handful of truck stops between that state line and Nashville. But other than the TA in downtown Nashville, there's no parking in Nashville once you get past that last truck stop at exit 24. And at 8, 9 o'clock at night, they're full. Now where are you going to go?
Yep.
Because
yep.
you can't park in town and you can't, you know, it's 40 miles out of route to go past Nashville and come back to your delivery. But who's to say you're going to find parking down there? You're going to have the same problem of the south traffic coming north to get to their delivery in Nashville in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes you're left with no alternative, or you plan to stop there because there's always parking for you, you know, at 5, 6 o'clock at night, and you hit a wreck. Now you're not to your planned parking until 8, 9 o'clock at night, and now there's no spot. Now what are you going to do? You know what I mean? And all the truck stops to that last one are full. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it depends. I mean, it sounds crazy, but there's times you don't have a choice.
Right. I tell you what, I think what you're talking about is you know, people just having a 1, 2, 3 alternative. And a lot of times, I just don't know.
It's a scary choice that you have to make.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I don't know. I just, to me, I would
and,
rather get,
and
I
if
mean,
you,
of course.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So if you PC, okay, so a lot of times, you know, you could be running low on your clock. So now you have to PC to get off the road. If nothing else, now where are you going to go? You know what I mean? And now DOT's up your butt because you PC'd somewhere that wasn't right according to their rules. You know what I'm saying? So now you're just stuck. It's a horrifying thing if you can't pre-plan, if you can't have some idea of time management and think past the moment and into the next day, and your stopping and starting times are going to make all the difference for you to be able to continue down the road.
Yep. And
time management is key.
Big time key.
Key.
Because
to everything.
Yeah, because I mean, and you're talking about, like you're saying, planning for the next day. I mean, so you got to be. You know you for a fact that you got to start your clock at 8 a.m. because the load delivers at 8:30, or you got to start your clock at 7:30 because the load delivers at 8. Well, that means that you've got to stop at a certain time at night, and if you run past that time...
And you're an hour away,
And now you're...
Now you're not going to make it.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
A lot of people don't get that.
Yep.
So the moment, and oh my God, I want to run my 10 hours out. Sometimes it just doesn't work out like that, and you have to bite the bullet and be like, okay... If I stop at 9, I can leave at 7 in the morning, and I'm an hour away, so I can still make my appointment.
Right.
But you can't park any later than that, or you're screwed. So now there's no parking spots. You see what I'm saying? Like, so you're fighting not only the clock, you're fighting a place to park.
Oh, yeah. No, that's – and, I mean, I don't know if you remember, we had a listening session where the DOT was asking us about the hours of service. And we were telling them exactly what we're talking about right now, which is, you know, you got traffic, you got parking, you got customers being open and closed and all that. That's what we deal with in a 14-hour clock, and you're forcing us to do all that. And they were like, you know, they were like, oh, well, Just once you start your day, you got 14 hours to finish it, whether you find a place to park or your shipper or whatever.
Right. Yep. I mean, it's like, okay, we're out here making the impossible possible every single
every
day.
Every single day, yeah.
And you'll get your people who will say, you know, your drivers that will, oh, you should have planned better and you shouldn't run that many hours and you shouldn't do this. You know what? I'm doing the best I can driving my truck down the road safely.
Yeah. I mean, I tell people all the time, get off the road. Don't park on the side of the road. You know, you got to try.
I mean,
to,
I wouldn't park on the side of the road. It would have to be a ramp because there, and it's got to be the on-ramp, not the off-ramp, because, you know, the off-ramp, you have a better chance of somebody falling asleep and going off the ramp.
Spoken like a true old
and
school right
leave,
there. That's how you do
and
it.
And if you leave your lights on and you do have to park on that side and you leave your lights on,
yeah,
now you stand the chance of a sleepy driver thinking that that ramp is the road because they see your lights, and that's then they plow into the trucks on the side of the ramp. Like,
yep,
it's reality.
That's
learn
it
from what's happened. Like, it's crazy.
I tell you what.
So, yeah, parking problem.
Yep. No, I totally agree. And that's like you said, that's been our deal for the get go. But I think that's what's they're going to learn from that is how we talk about it on here. And this is a great thing is what we did is get that going. And I don't know. I just think that most people out there that, you know, want to say all to hell with it, you know, I don't know. You got to care a little bit. You know, if you don't care, then, you know, it's one of those things. But yeah, other than that, LTR Transportation, that's Holly there talking like that. And we're going to step away and just take a quick little break and come back and we'll have more conversations and see what we're talking about and everything. And we're just trucking right along here. Don't forget to go check out redneckandeyes.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. That's been helping Redneck and Eyes grow a lot. And then what it does is it the sponsors are like, hey, you're out there. I was like, hell yeah, we are. And so everybody's looking pretty happy with us, and we're pretty excited about that. So go subscribe to the YouTube channel and keep growing on that. And we'll be taking it back here. Like I said, you can call in 515-602-9731 is the number here. We're here live weekdays, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And you can call in and talk. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Back in a second. Living on toes. My watch back to it, living on toes of time. Well, there I was in Hollywood, wishing I was doing good, talking conversation. We're also on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody joining in and watching along for that. And it's just all things trucking and then some. And we're talking about a lot of things going on out there. You know, whatever issues you're having, let us know. What's your 20? How's it going out there? and we're just trucking right along here. So one of the things that I was talking about yesterday, and we'll bring back Holly, one of the members of Redneckinized, to talk about it. And what I was talking about yesterday is I was talking about Redneckinized is going to be more on Twitter because Elon bought Twitter, and I don't know, I just wanted to get other people's feedback on it because, I mean, I just know, you know, sometimes we think, oh, you know, I listen to all the different outlets and news and everything like that. But sometimes, you know what, if you don't talk to other people about it, you're really just in a bubble. Because if you just listen, whatever you listen to, you know, you want to talk about it. So let's see, I'm going to do that, and then I'll... So Holly, what do you think? Did you see that old Elon buying Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
I am not on Twitter.
No?
I am not. I do not even have TikTok on my phone. I only have YouTube because of the show.
There you go. See?
And I very rarely go that route, but yep. I do the Facebook, but I'm not, I don't know. I have Twitter, but that's my NFL outlet. So
yeah,
I don't really use it for anything but that or get tweets from anybody that is not football related.
Yeah. So. And that was the other thing too, that I thought was really, I mean, I don't know. I follow a lot of the politics stuff, and I tell you what, it is crazy on Twitter with all the politics stuff. I can't do it. Like, I have to walk away because it's so much. At least on Facebook, I can control it a little bit.
Too much.
Yeah, too much. You're right. And of course, the other problem, too, is I don't know why I do it. I am kind of a weirdo, but I am like this MCU guy. I'm like, you know, Captain America, Iron Man, you know, the whole Thor thing, all this stuff with all those movies. I am like following it. And I tell you what.
The Marvel?
Yeah, the Marvel stuff. Those guys,
I love Marvel movies.
Yeah, and so I am totally this. And then of course they're on Twitter too. They go wild with that stuff, and it's like I gotta. And that's even the same thing in politics. It's like, man, I gotta walk away. These people are getting crazy. I mean, it's kind of like they go into tangents of what ifs and all this, and I'm like, oh no. And then of course it's.
Yeah.
I don't know, but if you follow it as closely as I do, but one thing I hate is I love these movies because they're entertaining. Not only that. But the problem is these comic book nerds, they get in there and say, oh, that's not in the comics. They did it wrong. They didn't do it right. That's not how it's supposed to look. And I was like, so who cares? Shut up. It was awesome.
Right.
That's what I say.
Right. Sometimes you just have to step away. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
There you go. That's it. That's
and
it.
And, you know, it's like that with some of this trucking stuff, too. It's like everybody has an opinion and, you know, what's that DEF light on the dash mean, and then you got 18 different answers. really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody has an opinion, which is fine, but like at least what is real, let's all get on the same page. Like the indicator does not mean something in a different state or a different truck. It's the same indicator.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Hello?
Yeah. It's like it's like lowering your the switch to lower your airbags. That's exactly what it's doing.
And like it does it in every truck. If you have a switch that lowers it, that's its job. It doesn't matter what it's in, but that's its job. If it's sitting on the side of the road by itself and somebody flicks the switch, that's its job.
Well,
like and these people are all driving out here with us on the road. That's what kills me.
Yeah. Well,
who's teaching these kids?
Right. Well, now, what I think is funny is that what they'll do is that they'll argue about why the switch is where it is on the dash. Like, remember how, they've changed the switches. They've made them more modern. And I'm like asking, you know, why did you try to fix something that wasn't broken? You know,
right.
I mean, a lot of people don't know these switches because they changed the way they look. And it's like I'm going around looking for it and Volvo decided they was going to change the signal, like, you know, they used to put words. They used to say suspension lower. Now they've
mine still has words.
Yeah, and see now what Volvo did is like we're going to put pictures because we make trucks in different countries with different languages.
Country, right.
So then we're going to just put pictures. And then they changed the pictures and I'm like, "Well, my truck used to have words and a picture, but that picture is not the same, you know?" And it's like, so yeah, it's, and that's, you're right. It's funny, Kyle, cause it's like, they'll, they've changed, they decided to change things. They think it's for the better, and it's really not. And it's like, why fix it if it ain't broke and all that? But
right.
But you know what, though? Just like I say with all the Marvel movies and all that, I'm not in charge, so I guess I don't have a say in where it goes or whatever. I can complain all I
right.
want, but I'm not the one that invented it and spent all the money researching and developing, so something I don't know.
I'm not the one paying for it either.
Exactly.
I mean, granted, I am fortunate enough to drive very nice equipment, but, you know, I've driven every truck through the load-to-ride fleet.
That's awesome.
So I can tell you just about all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be in this one for some time.
So I just recently was talking to some people about they were offering me a job, and you know what I do and everything, and I do basically like you do. I drive nice equipment, and when I park
right.
the truck, when I get to go home for home time, I park the truck, and it ain't my job to worry about the truck.
Exactly.
So the
get
guy,
out of it.
Yeah. So the offer was to make probably almost the same amount of money, maybe a little bit more, not that much more money than I'm making now. And of course it would be like me being like, you know, what do you call, operating my own truck or even a fleet or whatever.
Like a lease purchase, right?
Well, you know, and it's like, cause that's what they wanted to do and everything.
It's an in the building position.
Well, both kind of sort of one of those things. And
right.
and what it was the funny thing about it is like, you're going to have to come up with a lot more money than that if you want me to do that and take on that much responsibility, because I have pretty much a zero responsibility job right now, and I make a damn good living at it. And it's one of these, a lot of these drivers out here that have good jobs, you know, you can't offer them a promotion without having to pay them, because it's like, man, this is just too cushy.
Right.
This is just too cushy.
I knew too much about what's going on for
yeah.
you not to pay me for my knowledge. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll stay right here in my cushy.
Right.
Yep.
And maybe but,
riding around.
Right. And that's the thing too. I think a lot of the truck drivers in the industry, I knew when I first started, I don't know about you. I got off the road and did the office thing for a while, and I thought that's where I wanted to be. But then it was, I mean, dude, all the, like, backstabbing and little drama. It was like Melrose Place in that office every day. You know, who's saying what to who
mm-hmm.
and who's doing what to do. And I was like, oh, man, I got to, this is crap.
I go in my office as limited as possible because the noise, the amount of people, I can't do it.
Right.
And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that 90% of my life I'm out here by myself riding around. Nobody else's opinion really matters. I can do whatever I want. So to then be stuck in a crowded room, because I tried to go in the office and now I'm like, you need bail money or something, because I couldn't do it. I go in there and my skin starts to itch, like, oh, I can't do this. No. Mm-mm. I've never been an office person. I've never worked in an office.
There you go.
I've always worked outside. Now, more power to you for trying that. You see where you are, right?
Exactly.
Right back in the truck.
Yep, that's it. That's where I ended up back in the truck, because I tell people all the time, they're like, well, you did that job. Why did you go back into driving? And it's like, because the only way I could advance in the office was either I had to kiss the boss's ass or I had to be an asshole to the truck drivers, and I don't do neither one of those.
Right. Yep.
I got yelled at when I went back on the road. A lot of drivers that I was, you know, a lot of drivers that like me being in the office.
Right.
They got mad at me. They're like, you know, we needed you in there. I was like, well, you didn't pay me enough money then. It's like the truck driver should have probably slided me some extra cash is what they probably should have been doing.
It's like, have you been in that office?
Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, no. Bail money would have to be included.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's what I love about, you know, what we're doing now and everything like that is being able to do it at our own whim. You know, you've been with us here now. I mean, before you were hanging out with us, you know, we would see at the show and everything. But then after, of course, right after 2019, you have been involved in all of our meetings that we're doing about ideas and everything. And I tell you what, it's been launching us as far as like being.
Well, I just, yeah, I mean, I started out just helping the one time because I helped. And then I guess over that year, I became more of the group, but I just did it to help because you needed help.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it was. I mean, you saw what
right.
we did even this last year at the truck show, we didn't even do that much and we were drop dead busy.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, it's exhausting. No, I mean, I don't know if Load to Ride realizes, I don't know if anybody realizes how much it takes to set up for a show, to get ready for a show. Even though we were on a small scale and there was only, 10 of us, 15 of us just for conversation's sake, but it was small compared to what we are used to feeding, hundreds of people.
Right. Yep.
And we never ran out of food.
Right.
We never ran out of, and it ran like, that takes a lot of work, you know, and Tiff is huge with that because she was in the truck in the beginning, wasn't she?
What are you talking about? Like cooking?
She
in the
was
truck?
Driving with Greg, right?
They were teaming for a little while. Yeah.
In the very beginning.
In the very beginning. Right. Right. And it wasn't until the last 3 or 4 years that she was just pretty much off the road the whole time, where she was actually handling. Of course, you know, she was taking care of their books and stuff and everything. But I mean,
right.
And then just like she talked about on her radio show, she was doing her own thing. She had her what was it called, the Mary Kay stuff.
Mary Kay. Scentsy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she was doing all that, and I don't know. You haven't been to their place. She's heavily involved in that. You think sometimes it's just a hobby where she gets a little couple of boxes every
right.
once in a while? No, it's like pretty much.
What she does.
Exactly.
That's who she is.
Yeah, she makes a good living doing that.
She puts a lot into this group.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
She is the heartbeat of the function as far as, you know, knowing she does all the legwork and she's doing all the cooking, but she, you know, she has to plan all that stuff. And granted, we all give her an idea, but she's got to present us with something that for us to agree or not to agree.
Well,
with.
And that's the other thing too, is like when we're sitting here spitballing and we have our little meetings and everything like that, she's
mm-hmm.
the one writing everything down. Nobody else is writing anything down.
Right. I mean, I wish I could take some of it off her hands, but like, it's crazy. And with what's coming up and, you know, new and crazy for us.
Yeah. No,
that's going to be enormous.
No, we're already talking about it. We're going to be in, hopefully in 2024. I don't know if it'll happen sooner depending on everything else, but yeah, we're going to have our own show. I talked about it yesterday. We're talking about, I kind of segued it into the Elon Musk thing. You know, Elon Musk saw a problem with Twitter. He said, you know what, I'm going to buy it, take it over. Well, we did the same thing. We were going to the truck shows, and we were going to Louisville Truck Show, and we wanted to do our thing, and they said, no, you can't. And they said, well, you know what, then? Screw you. We're going to do our own thing then. And that's what we're doing.
Right. They threatened us to do, so
yep.
We're going to do it.
Yep, yep. We're going to send a big thank you letter to the Mid-America Trucking Show. When we hit it big in the next 5 or 6 years, we're going to have to send a big bouquet of flowers to the trucking show there.
There you go.
Yep.
Your idea was enormously
well-perceived. We had that problem before you joined the group. We were coming up with our logo and everything like that. And my original logo had the skull, and the ball cap that he was wearing had like the Mack truck. Like, it looked like the Mack truck hat, like Dale and King of the Hill had a Mack truck hat on there. And one of our people said, oh, you can't do that. That's copyright. And I was like, you know, what are they going to do? You know, they're going to sue us? Yeah, sue us for millions of dollars because we did that, because we're not making any money off of it. Well, he called Mack, and Mack said, nah, don't do that. Please don't do that. And we're like, oh, well, we won't do it then. And we told our graphic designer to move it to do something else, and he came up with the R, and now it's like the best thing ever. It's like awesome. Wow.
Right, right.
Yep, so, yeah, it's been...
I do remember the other logo.
Yep.
Here I am, racing the clock.
Racing the clock. But yeah.
Find a freaking play. I just looked over and saw I only had, like, crazy minutes on my clock. Yeah.
Well, there you go. So that's how, I mean, we're getting our own thing going, and it's going to be awesome. So we're looking forward to
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
But other than that, we're going to be rocking and rolling along here. And what do I got going on? And it's going to be...
Nobody else has called?
No, not yet. Usually Greg and Robbie trickle in late, but like I said, I'm only going to go for an hour here, and it's already 30 minutes, so we're just going to keep rocking and rolling. But we're going to keep going here. Everybody just, like I said, you want to call in, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation, just hit 1. We're also on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody listening along there and everything. Boom, there we go. Okay, sounds good. All right, so everybody hang tight. We're going to be stepping away here. Don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You go check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those are the guys that clean all the particulate filters and all that good stuff like that. Like I said, you can give them a holler at 800-634, or is it? Yeah, that's it. 3010. That's 800-634-3010. Or look them up at dpfregeneration.com. And that's one of our great sponsors. When you talk to them, tell them you appreciate that they support Redneck and I's, because we really do appreciate them. So we're just going to keep on rocking and rolling here. This is Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a minute.
All those bad guys that I faced at the Saturday matinee, you and me and a million saddle pals, with a never empty gun, we kept those outlaws on the run. Remember how we fought and rode until...
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneck and Nyes Radio. We're here live weekdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. We're listening along there. We're also on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody watching from that. And, feel free to leave a comment. Sometimes I see them, sometimes I don't, because I'm moving my screen around a lot over here. But I'll try to get to that. But other than that, we're just rocking along here. We're talking about all things trucking and then some. And like I said, we're here live every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow is the Women of Redneck and I's. It'll be a different host. Tiffany is the one of the original founders of Redneck and I's, and she'll be on here with the Women of Redneck and I's, and it's the same number, 515-602-9731. And we'd also like to send out one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app. You can find them on your app store, download the app, check them out. You can book freight, track freight, but even if you don't do that stuff where maybe you're a company driver or an owner-operator, leased to a carrier or whatever, you don't have access to that necessarily, you can still do fuel stops and truck stops and maintenance and parking. They have actual where you can go in and pay for parking and find parking spots, and they've got a network that they've worked with on that. So you can do all that. So check them out at truckertools.com is the website, but you can just download their app from your app store. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. We appreciate everybody doing that for us, and they've been a great supporter of Redneck and I's. So, we've just been talking about all things in trucking. We're talking about parking issues, and we're talking about just the way stupid crap, runs all together with us and everything like that. What was I thinking about earlier? I forgot. I don't know. I thought maybe somebody was, one of the other founders was calling in, but it looks like it dropped off. But no, we were looking at trucking news, and it said trucking, like they said, that we're getting into a slowdown where it's anticipating a recession is what was going on there. And I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. I just, I'm busy what I'm doing. In fact, we're like all just like really busy. Like we're hiring new people busy. And, well, let's see. And I don't know why, I'm assuming that if you're one of those people that you're trying to find new customers, it might be hard to find new customers right now. Or if you're one of those people that get on the load boards, if you're owner operator independent or something, and you're getting on a load board, there might not be that much to choose from. A lot of people, a lot of these like, you know, freight waves, the people that track the rates and everything, well, they say that the rates have kind of dropped off a little bit. And, you know, that's maybe one of the things too, is like if you're unable to take a lower rate to make money, then you're probably going to be in trouble if you got a lot of high end expenses where you can't take that low rate. And you know what? And it's all problem too. If you don't want to take the low rate, don't take it. You know, that's a great thing too. But you know, sometimes you got to take what you can get, especially if you're going in and then you need to go out. A lot of times you got to take what you can get to go out. And a lot of people, what they've been doing is they've been factoring a low ball into whatever they got to do to get back into their customers. Like when customers say, hey, I need you here every Wednesday to pick up a load here. And it's like, okay, well then you need to pay me to be there, which means that you might have to pay me the deadhead from wherever I am, wherever I'll end up. You're going to have to pay for me to make sure I get there. And you got to factor that in. That way you can always guarantee yourself that you're going to make it, that you're going to be able to, you know, put fuel in the tanks to get there, to get to the customer. And I've been seeing that, especially down here in South Texas, because, you know, there's so much freight going out. No, there's so much freight coming in, but not that much freight going out. And a lot of times what will happen is that the freight going out, just like Florida, where you can actually get cheaper freight going out than you can coming in. So you're going to get $4 a mile coming in or $5 a mile coming in, but you're only going to get $2 a mile or even $1.50 a mile to go out because there's so many trucks down here looking for freight. Well, you have to factor that in, that if you've got a customer in Dallas and they're saying, hey, we need you here. Well, what do you want me to do? Well, we want you to take a load down to, you know, the valley every Wednesday. And you're like, well, I can be there, but I'll be in the valley. I got to get out of the valley. So what you got to do is you got to factor in both. You got to factor in, you want me there? You got to pay for me to be there. You're sending me to a place where I'm not going to be able to get freight out, or I'm going to have to deadhead myself up to San Antonio or something. You're going to have to pay for that too. And that's what you have to factor in. And I think a lot of customers, they feed off of the drivers. They're just unable to realize that, or just not able to understand that. That it's not the miles that you're going to get paid. Like if it's 500 miles and you're like, well, I need to pay for those miles and that's all I need. No, you need that plus. And I think a lot of that falls down. I mean, I remember where I learned that, where you gotta know it's not just about what the miles you're running for that load. It's the next load or the load before that. We were just talking about planning for the next day. It's like, well, if you only run those miles, you know, and everything. And yeah, I mean, there was times where I argued with people where I was like, well, all I need is that. It's all I need. It's all I need. And I was wrong. It's not all I needed. I needed more because from where I was going to end up to where I needed to be, I needed to make sure I got paid for that too. And a lot of drivers, that's how you end up going out of business, is you don't compensate for that. You don't allow for that. And, I don't know. I just think that's one of the deals that we fall into. So I was looking at some documents and all that, and there's a lot of YouTube videos out there talking about this, about, you know, figuring out your rate as an owner operator. And of course, you know, you got to know your expenses and everything like that. But what we don't realize is the markets, knowing the markets. And that's where you got to get on, like, you know, DAT or whoever has got these other things. You know, the funny thing is they were some of the bigger sponsors of the truck show this year in Louisville were these like load boards. And we're like, we hate those guys, you know, especially like C.H. Robinson. Oh, we hate those guys. But you know, the problem is, the reason why they're so successful is because they have the websites where they have all of that knowledge. They know exactly where the markets are. And we were talking about that kind of a little bit yesterday, knowing your market. And I think that's one of the things that we fall into is like, yeah, you got to know your numbers. You got to know your numbers. You got to know what it costs for you to run that truck. Hey, that's fine and dandy. That's been preached up and down. We all know that. What we don't talk enough about is knowing the market. Where you're going and where you're starting from, it's all different pay. It all pays different because of the amount of trucks and the amount of freight available in those areas. And I think a lot of drivers don't realize that, you know, just because you might be in an area that might be busy, it might not be that busy because everybody's there. The reason why it's so busy is everybody's there. Dallas is one of those perfect places. A lot of people don't like Dallas because Dallas has a lot of cheap freight. It's got a lot of freight, but it's all cheap. And that's because most of the people that are hauling freight in that area are just, they're not getting out there getting the money. They're just taking whatever they can to get to the next area because, you know, they got to get back to Chicago where it's paying good, or they got to get back to the East Coast where it's paying good, or they want to get back to the West Coast where it's paying good. You know, so you got a lot of ins and outs on all that. And it's finding that niche and understanding, you know, what it takes for you to get someplace to the other is a big deal. And I don't know. I think it's a lot of truck drivers just don't understand that is where they fall under the spell of, you know, just pay me, you know, you're going from point A to point B, just pay me for that. And it's like, well, you got to think about other things, you know, and you got to think about, you know, where you're like, if you're in Dallas and you're going to go in somewhere into Dallas and pick up a load, well, first off, you got to figure out where you're starting from. And is it going to be where you've got to pay a little more? Is it, you know, just because you go into the books there and it says Dallas to Dallas, you know, it could be 20 miles away, as far as you know. So that's got to factor in. But not only that, let's say it's going to North Carolina. When you get to North Carolina, is there anything coming out of North Carolina? You know, and if you got a deadhead, then you've got to factor that in too, that, you know, that's going to cost you money. You know, so, but a lot of drivers, they don't, you know, they say, oh, it's too much deadhead. Well, it's too much deadhead because you're not factoring in the deadhead. If you factored in the deadhead, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I think we were talking about this before, and I'll bring Holly back on to get this, because we were talking about this at the truck show, and she can hit her mute button there, and that's how you do that. There you go. So
right?
Yeah, I have to hit the button to let you know to hit the button, and I was like, I wish it was a deal where I can control it and just turn it on and off. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, the steering wheel is in the way. I can't see it.
No,
anyway,
no, that's fine. No,
what were we talking about?
No, I was talking about the knowing the market and understanding that just because you're hauling from point A to point B, you know, sometimes you got to think about point C is like where you got to end up to get the next load. And a lot of drivers don't factor in the deadhead, and they lose because they don't factor in the deadhead, you know, or they don't factor in, you know, what it's going to take to get to the next load or coming from the first load or whatever. They just don't factor that stuff in.
Right.
The reason I was thinking about this is because we were talking about the truck show a little bit. There's so we've got another member of Recognize is Chris, and all he does is he helps owner operators get freight, and he sees it all the time that the owner operators will say, oh, it's too much deadhead. And it's like, yeah, but the load itself is paying like, you know, $6-$7 a mile for all miles that you're getting paid for. Well, once you factor
right,
that,
but if you're an owner operator and you're planning your loads, you're not taking a load from Miami to North Carolina unless you've already looked to see what's coming out of North Carolina and have already made a decision in your mind, okay, that's a deadhead of 100 miles, but it's worth it because they'll cover the fuel for me.
And that's
so, you know, a good owner-operator is already looking ahead, like we talked about earlier. Got to be able to look ahead, not just in the moment. Look at that, 4 minutes on my clock.
That's awesome. Well, you're talking about exactly what I was mentioning was, like you're saying, thinking ahead. What we did here, you know, what I was just talking about just now is that there's a lot of drivers, they'll take that load, boom. They'll end up in Miami, and I've seen drivers
right,
sit in Miami for days.
Miami's tough.
Well, yeah, but it's still, though, you got to understand, you're not going to get $3 a mile coming out of Miami.
No, but if you can get something from Miami to Georgia, you're doing a puddle jump and then get a better load out of Georgia.
There you go.
And go to wherever you're going.
Yeah.
Puddle jumping is key as an owner-operator.
Right. So one of the buddies of mine up here, he was got offered a deal where he was going to be going from Corpus to Dallas. And he was like, okay, but we need you back in, you know, it's like we got a load going out every day. So if you want to run all week, you know, you can run this run, then come back down and pick up another run and come back down. Well, what he was bidding it as, he was bidding it as a round trip. He's like, well, if you just pay me $3 a mile, all miles, I'll run that all day long. And run it all week. And the customer was like, well, we don't want to really pay a round trip.
And twice like, on Saturday.
Right. But the problem was is that the customer was factoring in only paying one way. And it's like, yeah, but if you book it one way, $4.50 to $5 a mile. But if you paid the guy a little bit more, so they were going to pay $4.50 to $5 a mile one trip. But if they paid $6 a mile or they only paid $3 a mile round trip, which basically was $6 a mile. So you're paying a little bit more, but you're guaranteeing that truck's going to be there. He's going to, what that driver's counting on is like, I can deadhead if I need to, because they're paying me to deadhead. And then, and then he said, now if I can go get something cheap, like say, hey, I can go pick that load up and take it back down to the South Texas and I can do it for less than anybody else, then I can just put icing on my cake. And then, but
exactly.
And that's the way that driver was seeing it. And I think the problem with it is the customer wants, they say, I need a good owner operator to do this for me all the time. And they say, well, if you paid that driver the round trip, you'll guarantee that driver's going to come back down and come get you help your load. You're paying one way trips. You're not going to get those good owner operators like that. And we see that day in, day out where shippers are just not paying the rates to keep the driver constant, like a dedicated thing. You know, you always want to think, is dedicated actually cheaper? Like if you were a shipper and you're thinking about hiring, you know, moving your freight, hey, let me get it cheaper by doing dedicated. Actually, you're paying a little bit more. The dedicated, what you're paying for is you're paying for the service. You're paying for the loyalty.
Right.
And it's a little bit more expensive, but it's a whole bigger benefit. And I think a lot of shippers, they have trouble seeing that. And we see that all the time with brokers because the brokers are all like, you know, oh, yeah, I got this dedicated for you, but I can't pay you that much. And then, you know, you're like, as a driver, you know, shoot, you see it all the time. I do it all the time, too. It's like, hey, I can do this where you're home every Friday night. You're like, really? Oh,
right. Baby. I'm home once a week.
See?
And I do my 34 at home. I don't do it on the road.
Yep. There you go. LTR,
but it works for me because I live where we run out of, so that works for me.
Well, so here's a question.
Work for everybody.
Yeah. Well, that was the question I had for another good question. I think a lot of drivers, if they're looking at changing over to LTR, if they didn't live in Denver or in Colorado, home time's not an issue for them then?
Not necessarily. A lot of it depends on how close to the running lanes you are.
I got you.
But because... You know, if you live through one of our running lanes, you know, you can get home even if it's for a 10-hour or, you know, if you can get by the house or whatever. A lot of it depends on where you live, but, you know, you just put in for your home time and you'll get your home time. They do, you know, like everybody else, they do the best they possibly can.
Well, but the cool part about
different.
The recruiting department doesn't run the show. Like they're not going to tell the driver whatever that is to get the driver to come on. The recruiting department basically is operations to where they're going to talk to people
right.
that are actually booking the freight.
When you come to load to ride, you meet the owner of the company.
Boom. Yep. I'm showing everybody the website right now.
Yeah. When you come to load to ride, you will meet the owner of load to ride. and, you know, I mean, there is no, I'm parking, sorry.
No, you're fine.
There is no, you try to limit the BS. I mean, we're not out here telling you one thing and doing another.
Boom.
Because
yeah.
What's the sense of that? There's no,
I know.
If you can't speak the reality of what your company is, then why are you even trying to hire people? I mean, they're going to figure it out if you're lying. You know what I mean? So now you're just making yourself look stupid.
It beats me why they think it's funny to do that. Back when I was working for one of the bigger carriers, we had a recruiter that actually set up, he purchased a hotel room in the same hotel that one of the competitors was using for their orientation. And he was trying to recruit the drivers that are already in orientation at one of the competitors. And it was like one of those things. And the recruiter came down, the head recruiter for our company came and they fired him. Because, oh, that's a no-no. You don't do that. And it's like, wait a minute. You don't yell at him for lying to drivers. You're just yelling at him for stealing other drivers. It's like, what?
Right.
I don't understand your morals here.
Let me present you my double standard. I'll present you the double standard package.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was crazy. But cool.
Yeah, I don't understand that. No, load to ride is about as upfront as you can get. And again, I mean, it's definitely a hustle job. You've got to be on point with your time management and your level of hustle, because some of these runs are tight and sometimes freight doesn't show up or you get behind or whatever. So you might start behind the eight ball one day, but I mean, they work with you, they change appointments, there's no stress. Time management. But you know, if you can, they don't hold your hand, they don't bother you, as long as you're doing what you need to do out here, getting the deliveries done on time and in a safe manner, you're pretty much out here on your own. Not on your own, you have support team, but you're out here just chilling, getting your job done, just doing your job. And that's what's so nice about Load to Ride. They are getting bigger, but they still feel small. So, you know.
Good deal. No, that's it. That's right. That's it. That's how we're going to end the show right there. Boom. LTR, give them a holler. And Holly, I appreciate you coming on and talking with us. I mean, we basically just an LTR hour right there. Boom. That's how you get things done.
There you go.
That's awesome. And we learn about everything too. So yeah, good deal. Well, we'll get some rest and we'll holler at you later then. Don't forget the show
all right,
tomorrow.
You have a good night.
You too now.
Stay safe.
All right, you
all
too.
Right, bye.
Bye. Good deal. That's Holly over at LTR Transportation, LTRtransportation.com. That's one of our great sponsors as well. You go check them out and let's see here. Do that. I don't know if that's different there. Like I said, I'm learning how our little new technology stuff too. We'll see how that like works out. But yeah, but the LTR Transportation, one of our great sponsors, and that's one of their better drivers. That's Holly there, and you might even be able to catch her tomorrow with Tiffany at the Women of Redneck and I's radio show, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Right here at 515-602-9731, and we should be on Facebook Live as well, and we'll do all that too. But that's what we do here, is we talk about all things trucking and then some here on Redneck and Eyes Radio, and we're gonna trying to be bringing everything out to everybody where it's every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, and you can like I said, call in or you can follow along on Facebook Live. We're gonna work on trying to get other avenues out to everything. Just like I told you before, we're going to be on get my camera to work. Boom. Nope. There it goes. But anyway, yeah, we're going to be trying to get our avenue going here where we can do more with Redneck and Eyes Radio and get here out here more as much as we can. And let you know what all's going on. Like I said, we're planning on doing our own thing here pretty soon. So, and we're going to try to get out to other truck shows and all that events out there. So stay tuned for that. Go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. We even got a store where we got shirts. You can buy shirts and you can buy stickers, decals for the trucks. You can buy, you can even order some hats. Our hats, because we got such a good deal with our design, and it's basically just simple with the American flag there. It's pretty much they're just, you know, tell me what you want, and then like I'll deal with it on a case by case basis of what you're looking for. So we can always do it. I'm gonna try to go down there. I need to go down and talk to the guy and see what kind of new hats he's got and all that stuff like that. So we'll see what's going on with those. But like I said, go check that out. Go please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. It's been helping us grow a lot, and we appreciate everything everybody's doing for that, and the sponsors seem to like it. Like I said, don't forget our sponsors, LTR Transportation, of course, and you can give them a call at, where's that? There it is, 720-277-0030. They're a trucking company based out of Denver, Colorado, ltrtransportation.com. And then we also got DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com, 800-634-3010. And they're the ones that if you need any kind of particulate filters cleaned, they got parts, different kind of, they got a lot of expertise that they, a lot of people, different people they work with. So if you've got, you know, those newer engines with the newer technologies, but they've got parts to fit most of all of the big engines, the diesel engines especially, you know, even if you've got pickup trucks and the big trucks, different engines, Cummins, Detroit, Caterpillar, all those. And they, that's a lot of big expertise going on over there, and we appreciate all their support and everything like that. And then don't forget to go download the Trucker Tools app. Appreciate everybody doing that. And like I said, let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice. One thing I can tell you, Trucker Tools is one of those really big companies that does a lot of, you know, research development on the technology part of it, where they do all their app stuff and everything. And it's above my head, but they really do. They care about the trucking industry, and they want the truck drivers to benefit greatly from their product. So make sure you go in there and you know, and don't sit there and think that just because, you know, you can't use their app for their main deal, which is pretty much just booking their freight and keeping contact with the freight and everything. There's a whole other stuff going on there. And just go try it out and see what you think. And if maybe there's something you think they need to change, or maybe something doesn't seem right to you, give them a holler. They're always updating everything. Every time I've talked to them, they've been really, really polite to me and always wanting to help. So that's been awesome. So, yeah, so until, like I said, tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern time, check it out, Women of Redneck and Eyes. And then we'll be back. I'll be back Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to do every weekday. We're probably still going to do a Sunday show where it's kind of be more relaxed. We're not going to be in such a hurry because we're going to do a little longer time. But here it's going to be every, like, just at least for an hour, because I got to go to work. Right, I got to go to work. So until that time, and let's see. There you go. So until that time, we're going to keep on rocking and rolling here. And don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. And we're going to be getting on Twitter. We're going to be doing it. We're going to see how things go on there and everything. But be sure to go check out those things out. We appreciate everybody's support. And just, that's what it is. Appreciate you guys supporting Redneck and Eyes and Redneck and Eyes Radio. So until next time, y'all stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches. We'll see you out there on the road. The memory of my angel could never cause pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girl's magazine. And there's my whole angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold, my memory has never been sold. My angel is a centerfold. Angel is a centerfold. My blood runs I'm